Good morning again to everybody. Just a quick correction. I mentioned that pulling off a scab is geizes. Now, we'll get to it in the malacha of geizes. We'll try and talk about it, b'lineder. But what this scab is generally is the is really actually the blood that forms on top of a wound, on top of a cut. So it's not really geizes in general, as we've been talking about. We're going to explain more. We'll continue to talk about it. It's something that actually grows from the body, like a nail, hair, those type of things. But blood is something that's in the body. Then you have aver, which is an arm, a foot, a leg, which is part of the body, which is not geizes also. Chas v'sham, somebody pulls off an arm. That's not geizes, Rachman al-Slan. So that's a different thing. Whatever the case is, but be it as it may. So a scab is actually dried up blood. Now, the only thing is, as far as it's not geizes, but again, most of the time, if somebody pulls off a scab, they'll bleed. But if they know 100% they're pulling off a scab, and it's not going to bleed, or it's already sort of like hanging off, or whatever the case is, then it would taka not be geizes, because again, it's just a dried up blood. It was just a little bit of a change as far as that. As far as the tooth goes, it is a machlokes, but most poiskim do hold, or many poiskim hold, actually, a tooth would be a problem of geizes. So even if there's no bleeding entailed over there, one does have to be extremely careful in pulling out a tooth, even though they know that it won't bleed if it's hanging at the, you know, at the end over there, because according to many poiskim, it is geizes, yeah. So I just, but again, the bleeding part is a major issue, because most of the times in with a scab or with a tooth, there is bleeding, which would be the malach of shaychet. Thank you. Have a good day.